Well, good morning again, everyone.
Good morning again.
You know, I love the way Ray teaches.
Amen.
That's why I like for people to go in God's presence, because they see something. I would have read over that. I would have never thought of that way. I couldn't have done that.
That's good, Ray.
And when people, I love when people just go in. And, you know, the Lord can show people things a certain way. I never would have thought of that analogy like that. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. When and that's how I feel when the Lord teaches anybody, not just me, anybody. He's imparting something to us. You know, you waiting to be rescued by the last boat, and then a piece of furniture come and knock the man off his boat that was going to help you. And I never would have thought, but that's how it looked to him. But the Lord, he won't help. The kingdom of God is a volunteer kingdom. Everybody that go to heaven, they go because that's what they want. They're willing to go.
Amen.
Now, people that love pride, you know, if it don't look like they want it to, they'll reject it. But people that that want God's heart, they're attracted to it. And one ICFM meeting I went to, the Lord said, that morning I was talking to him about some things. And I thought about how I listened to Kenneth Hagin and the pastor listened to Kenneth Hagin, and we were attracted to his ministry. And I know other ministers heard of him before, but they wouldn't listen to him. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord said, this is what he said in reply to that. He said, sincerity attracts sincerity. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody that know you, they know your conversation. They know what you're about. The people that confide in you, they trust you because they know what you're about. They're attracted to the life of God in you. And other people are intelligent. They're not dumb. They know you love God. They see you coming. They don't want to deal with God, so they leave.
When I was heading into a room to visit a patient, and they saw my tag, oh, here comes the preacher. Okay, God, how are we going to handle that?
Oh, you're right. That's the way it is. It goes back to Isaiah's anointing. And every anointing God gives does the same thing. It feeds those that are hungry and blinds those that don't want it. Okay, back in Acts chapter 10, I might be able to catch up with Brother Horton. I don't know.
Is he okay?
He's out of town. He's going to be out of town where he came from.
Oh, okay.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow. 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
He'll just outrun me again.
It takes a while to go. Where is it? South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Yeah.
South Dakota. Real cowboy territory is what they say.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's why he's so tough. You don't want to wrestle no cowboy. That ain't real. Okay, chapter 10, verse, we made it to verse 44. Now, Peter had made it to Cornelius' house. He was teaching the word of God. Verse 44 reads, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them, which heard the word. If the Holy Spirit fell on everybody that heard the word in that room, they all wanted the life of God that Peter was preaching. They all wanted Jesus.
Amen.
We can't make the Holy Spirit fall on us. Mm-hmm. But when a person's receptive, they're attracted. And he fell on all of them and they received it. Now, if you think about what happened, these were many Gentiles that knew Cornelius and what he was about. And he invited them to his house. And they came and they heard and the Holy Spirit fell on them. Because sincerity attracts sincerity. And it always does, and it always will.
Mm-hmm.
You will be attracted to people and not know why. Because your heart is like their heart.
All right.
When they walk in the room, you know there's something about them you like. So they won't want to call it again. Verse 45, and they of the circumcision which believed, mm-hmm. were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. This was beyond their expectation. They probably thought, well, maybe they'll just get saved. Well, they received the Holy Spirit like we did.
Well, see, they thought that they were unclean, you know, because mm-hmm. they were circumcised and the Gentiles weren't. Mm-hmm. Because when you're circumcised, you got that covenant with God.
Mm-hmm.
But see, God was wanting to do the covenant circumcision of
the heart. I'm so glad you said that. That's right.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good, Nick.
Yes, ma'am.
A clean spirit. And, all right, for they had heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and then prayed they him to tarry certain days. They wanted more of what they received. They wanted him to stay a while, teach us, help us. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Because they knew that he was personally with Jesus.
Yeah, and he saw him.
I didn't talk about that,
see
it. But that's good.
Mm-hmm.
When you like sit down with Peter, you know, back then,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be powerful?
Yeah, it's still powerful because we get it by revelation.
Come on,
yeah.
Boy.
That's
when
right.
We get it by revelation.
So, it's just as good.
Bring it down.
It makes it powerful.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. This is what Jesus was talking about. Mm-hmm. Thomas, you believe because you see. Well, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. That's something we all have in common with
them. They can't stick their fingers through those holes
mm-mm.
and say, hey, you are Jesus. Yeah, they did. Yeah. We can't do that.
Well, yes, we can. Some people go to heaven and see those holes.
They do. They do. But that's not privilege to everybody.
Everybody, no.
Everybody
no.
don't.
Everybody, you're right.
And even before they do that, they still have to believe.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have to believe.
That may increase.
Mm.
But ours is strong because we're taking it by faith and we're adding to our faith. I like that with
yeah.
the cross, to add to our faith.
Because everything of God, it ever increases and multiplies. The word of God helps us multiply. Our faith helps us multiply and access the promises of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in on it. When you come to life, you feel, I remember the day I first believed on Jesus. I never felt the peace of God before. And when I felt his presence and his mm-hmm. peace, I got angry because mm-hmm. nobody told me.
Nobody told
me. It was like I almost went to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sincerely mad about it.
Yeah.
And then I said, Lord, how come nobody told me? I could have just kept living like I was doing. He said, the same enemy that hindered you from coming hindered them from expressing mm-hmm. how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgave them.
All right.
And I was upset because I could have went to hell. And there's nothing on this earth that can describe. There's nothing that gives a true reference to what it's like to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's exactly correct.
Because I remember how I thought when I was a sinner, and the way I think now is totally different. It's better. It's healthy.
When you were still unsaved, did you know that you were going to hell? Did you have that realization?
Yeah, I didn't want to die. You know, I had a cousin. My cousin kind of reminded me of Ray. His thoughts come out, you know, he thinks of things out of the box. You know, if you conversate with him, you're going to get a real good insight into what he's saying. And he was about 3 or 4 years older than me, so when I was 10, my dad had bought me this mini bike, and I used to ride that mini bike all over the place. And one day I looked at the ground, you know, the ground looked like sandpaper, you know, when you're looking at a grinder or something. The ground is going by you pretty quick when you ride. And I wanted to know what to do in case I get killed or get hurt, and I know I'm going to die. So he told me about the plan of salvation at the perfect time, because I wanted to know what to do if I got hurt on that motorbike.
Wow.
And I listened to him.
That's what you call
it, bro. But I didn't want to get saved. I just wanted to know what to do. And he told me how Jesus died for me, and I remember. As I got older, I wanted to be a Christian, but I didn't think I could do everything that Jesus expected us to
mm-hmm.
do. And I really didn't know if I wanted to. So, but when I got to be 19, I was encouraged by other guys my age And I got saved. And when I did, I was so happy that mm-hmm. I did.
You know, what's really wild though, see, you had people around you that were born again.
Yeah.
You know, and see, you need to be thankful for that.
Yeah.
I did.
Now, my daddy.
None.
And my dad was a preacher and my mom was a good mother.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil tricked me. Every Sunday, you know, you listen to the word, mm-hmm. that's just for old people. Every Sunday, you know, that's how I process. That's for them. When I get old, I might, I don't know.
So when you get old, you start going to church.
Yeah. The devil's tricking.
Nothing that's left to do when you're old but go to church. Old people go to church.
And I didn't, yeah. And when young guys started, people my age started getting saved, I got saved too. In fact, when Earl got saved, Earl was crazy. And he said, I'm going to go buy a Bible and I'm going to read it. And I said, now he finna go to heaven. I'm going to hell. And I thought about it. I said, no. Nah. I said, Lord, I asked him to save me right there on the spot.
Amen, bro.
And so, in other words, when you get saved, it's different. You know it for you. You feel his presence. You know it for yourself. We have time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom and your people. Lord, I thank you for all the wonderful things that you have in store for us. Bless us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, Lord.